The 28 nations of NATO needed to project unity at this meeting of their foreign ministers in Berlin. For days, France and Britain have been complaining that too few member countries were willing to provide ground attack aircraft for strikes against Colonel Gaddafi's forces. Opposition rebel leaders in Libya have been pleading for more strikes to prevent the killing of civilians. And today, the American admiral, who is NATO's supreme commander, told NATO governments in joint session he did need more precision ground attack aircraft. Afterwards, the NATO Secretary-General, Thor Anders Rasmussen, told a news conference the alliance was united.
We are keeping up the pressure, and we will do so for as long as it takes, because we have a responsibility to protect, and we will live up to it.
But when I asked the Secretary-General if any countries had now committed to providing extra aircraft, he said he had not had any specific offers, but he remained an optimist. It was much the same message from the Foreign Secretary. William Hague has been using individual meetings outside the formal sessions to urge reluctant governments to contribute. He said he remained hopeful.
We shouldn't underestimate the continuing role of the United States. The solution is for some other nations to increase the support that they are giving. But I have to say they're all very strongly united on all the diplomatic and economic and humanitarian work that we are doing.
Mr. Hague said NATO was now more united than ever, and Colonel Gaddafi should not make the mistake of thinking it was divided in its purpose. But this meeting has so far left unanswered the question which other countries are willing to join the active combat role in Libya.